9FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin on Capitol Hill, where senators have just finished voting on a $95 billion package to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
In this vote, the yeas are 70, the nays are 29. The bill, as amended, passes.
Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hailed the vote.
With this bill, the Senate declares that American leadership will not waver, will not falter, will not fail.
He also says it sends a message to Vladimir Putin about America's resolve. Ukraine's president welcomed the vote, but the $95 billion package faces an uncertain future in the Republican-controlled House.
Speaker Johnson's already announced he's opposed. Now to the massive winter storm system bearing down on the Northeast.
We have the trucks all loaded with sand and salt.
So towns and villages from New York's Hudson Valley to Boston are prepping for what could be the biggest snowfall they've dealt with in about 2 years. The good news from CBS's David Parkinson.
As quickly as this storm arrives, it will be gone. So it starts with the morning commute and it is gone before the evening commute.
Many schools and government offices are closed. More than 1,200 flights have been canceled or delayed in the U.S. so far. South Carolina's primary is a little more than a week away. Our CBS News poll shows Nikki Haley could be in trouble. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
Donald Trump leads Nikki Haley big among South Carolina likely GOP primary voters. 65% say they'll vote for Trump, while 30% say they'll vote for Haley. Most Republican primary voters approve of the job Haley did as governor, but it's not giving her a home state advantage.
The Washington Post is reporting the CDC plans to drop its 5-day COVID isolation guidelines now that most people have developed a level of immunity to the virus. Instead, it will reportedly recommend returning to school and work if you've been fever-free for 24 hours and your symptoms are mild and improving. Officials in the Caribbean are criticizing the U.S. recent travel warning. Here's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Bahamian officials point to the sheer number of tourists as a sign that visitors feel safe.
We had over 9 million last year.
But the U.S. recently issued a travel warning due to a nearly 8% increase in homicides, mainly local gang-related killings. Nassau-based channel Eyewitness News has been covering
that crime situation that is happening in the Bahamas local communities, gang-related incidents, not crime that you're hearing about in tourist hotspots.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least one Republican has announced their candidacy to replace outgoing Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher announced he would not seek another term Saturday. Former State Senator Roger Roth has already announced his plan to run for the seat. Roth served as senator from 2017 until 2021 and ran for lieutenant governor alongside Tim Michaels in 2022. Current State Senator Andre Jacques and GOP consultant Alex Brusewitz have also expressed interest in the seat. No Democrats have announced their intention yet to run for the seat. A leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Pocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
High school hockey tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The WIAA Boys and Girls State High School Hockey Tournaments begin in locations across the state. Later this week will be the regionals, followed by the sectionals. The finalists will head to Middleton, Wisconsin at the end of the month for the state finals. The Wisconsin Girls Hockey Tournament, 23 years old, the boys in its 54th year. NBA, the Bucks getting it together with another win, this time 112-95 over the Denver Nuggets in five-serve form. Marquette's men's basketball learned that that they're now ranked fifth in the nation. They are looking for their eighth win in a row in a rematch at Butler. Wisconsin is at home against Ohio State. The Badgers looking to snap a four-game losing streak that cost them in the rankings, dropping from 11th to 20th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
As I told the team the other day, you want your shooting percentage to go up, take better shots. It's not, we're not unveiling anything here super scientific. Just get good shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 26. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 44 for a high with a little light rain and a little light snow possible tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Thursday, we'll clear out with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I have three kids. I have a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 8-year-old. It's hard because it changes. I just showed them the other night the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I said, Mommy seems good, doesn't she? I think against that backdrop, I really shine.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside. Cross the sea into my soul. It reaches into where I cannot hide, setting my feet upon the
Make it 7:08 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen, a Civic Media station, hometown radio, refreshed. We got Jim Basir here with a whole bunch of stuff, including old shoes and bottles and things and very valuable. Is that water bottle there, does that have anything value to it whatsoever? Well, now that looks like it could be worth a fortune. What is that? Oh, wait a second. Your microphone's not working. Is that plugged in, your microphone there? Yeah, look right there. Is it plugged in? No. Is it plugged in?
I don't see it. No,
it's not. Plug it in there. The first one.
Here?
No, right there. Right over there. Somebody unplugged your microphone. The first one. Yeah. Plug it in there. Does it go in?
No.
It's got to go in. Let me see that thing. I got it. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's hear a little bit more of Mr. Willa.
Here we go.
There we go. Now you're okay. On the air. Somebody came in and unplugged that.
Somebody knew I was going to be here, I guess.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking about that. It's a very expensive bottle of water you have there.
Oh, yes.
Is that from Old Racine?
Oh, yes. My gosh. This is probably 100 years old.
Or is that from the White Hen Pantry?
Well, it says Piggly Wiggly on it, so okay. I don't know.
Piggly Wiggly, the very first supermarket in America.
That's right. Yes, south.
Yes, the very first supermarket ever, Piggly Wiggly.
Yep.
And they're still around to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about some of this stuff here. This is some of your favorite rare Racine items. Now, this is your personal collection. This is not, this is, you collect a lot of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've been to your place at the Von Schrader place, which is now called what? It's called the...
The Racine Business Center.
And you have a space there with old signs and stuff.
You name it, we got it there.
Is it open to the public to take a look at?
Certain days. We have another open house coming up April 27th on a Saturday. The entire building will be open, just as it was for our last Christmas open house, where when you were there, Don.
Yeah.
But yeah, the entire building will be open, including the, it's called the Spirit of Racine Entrepreneurs Exhibit. So we'll be open then, too.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the stuff you brought in today.
Oh, sure.
I got...
some of my favorite things that I have in my collection. We'll start off with signs. Anybody remember the old Uptown Library? Well, they closed many, many years ago, but there used to be a sign on the side of that building. It was actually a large 10-foot porcelain neon sign. It said Public Library. It also had the words education and information. Well, when they closed the library, I thought, my gosh.
Where was that?
Uptown. I think it was on...
What's there now, do you know?
It's still there. Yeah, it's still there. The building is still there.
Yeah, do you know what it is, though?
It's some kind of private...
Okay.
Used to be some kind of accounting business. I don't know what it is now, it's still there. So I dealt with the city, and I eventually got it. When I saw it from the road, it looked like maybe 4 feet. But actually, when I got it, it turned out to be well over 10 feet. So that's in my basement right now. We moved it downstairs before I had a rec room put in. Now, that's going to be a permanent fixture. So whoever buys the house someday is going to have a nice library sign in their,
you know,
in
that
their
reminds
basement.
That reminds me of the old Dick Van Dyke show when he was buying a house and he had this big rock in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't get rid of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And so whoever bought the house had to have that giant rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Basement. That's my problem, too.
So that's it? You get the house and the sign?
And the sign and a few other things, which I'll talk about, too.
Why can't you get it out? Well, you don't want to.
No, no. We have a wall down there now.
You put the sign in, then built a wall?
Yes, we put the sign in first before we put the rec room in.
Okay.
So it's going to be hard. You have to tear down the wall, I guess.
All right.
But in the Spirit of Racine Entrepreneurs exhibit, we also have the Dania Hall sign.
I've seen that on the building.
Yes, yes, the nice red one.
Yeah.
That's there. And then our favorite and best known, I think, is the old Nelson Dime Store sign.
Now, is this the one from Highway 20 or is this the one from Douglas Avenue?
No, Highway 20. That's the big neon sign. I think it's maybe 14, 15 feet. And that was removed by a private collector of old advertising, and it was moved to Waukesha. Well, about a couple years later, I saw it at an auction, an online auction, but it was misidentified as being from Kenosha. I recognized it right away as the Nelson Dime Store sign, so he put a bid on it, and my gosh, we got that thing by, I think, $25 higher than the previous bidder, so we were so fortunate to bring it back to Racine.
Now, let's talk about that a second.
Yeah.
Nelson's Dime Store.
Yep.
My mother, I used to bring her there when she moved to this area. I used to bring her there, and she loved it. The old wooden creaky floors.
Absolutely.
And all the little knickknacks and hazurai they used to have there.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I bought plastic insects when we were there. I never seen them in a store before we bought them. And to this day, years later, we leave them all over the house. For example, you go for the toothpaste, there'll be a tarantula in there, a plastic tarantula. And if you open the shower, you go to the shower, and on the bathroom, on the tub floor, we'll put different spiders and different insects there. And even though I know they're in the house plastic, it's still, you do a jump.
I never want to go to your house, Don. my heart couldn't take it.
Well, this is how we know if people are spying. Guests come in and they look in your medicine cabinet.
Oh.
If we hear a scream, we'll know they were in the medicine cabinet. And the Dania sign, the Dania Hall sign, that was on State Street.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
The building
is still there.
Yeah.
It's pretty much empty.
Yeah, okay.
But the Nelson Dime Store sign, it came back to Racine on a flatbed truck. It took four guys to bring it up to the second floor, to the museum.
Is the one, the Von Schrader building.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And you probably saw it.
Yeah, I did.
But I think it's one of our most popular items inside the exhibit. But everybody remembers the Nelson Dime Store sign. Another famous name in Racine is Dr. Shoup. And I was fortunate enough to get the original formula books from his practice. Now, as many of you know, Dr. Shoup made products such as rheumatism cure, worm cure for children, pain panacea, and by the way, that contains 17% alcohol for your pain panacea, so no wonder it killed the pain. He also made fever cures.
By the way, a lot of those elixirs had a lot of alcohol in them back then.
Absolutely.
Because that's how they made you feel good.
Yep, yep. 17% for this one. Another product he made was the magic ointment. And actually, Don, I'm going to show you the original formula for the magic ointment.
Whoa.
Now, that is...
Is this his handwriting?
I don't know whose that is, but here's the product that it goes with.
Okay.
And that's for piles. We know it now as for hemorrhoids. But as you can see, the original formula is there, how he made...
Yeah, piles. I've heard them say that before.
Those are hemorrhoids.
Piles. Yeah. They don't use that term anymore.
No. My mother used to always say, don't sit on that cement sidewalk. You're going to get piles. I thought, what the heck is a pile?
You know what, though?
Yeah.
That's a gross name for what it is. Hemorrhoids isn't much better.
Yeah, right.
But piles.
You get,
you're bringing back a memory here. I've heard somebody talk about the piles. Mm-hmm. You get piles. So this is the magic ointment?
Yes, the magic ointment.
Is this stuff in here?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's still there.
How many years ago?
Oh, that's probably over 100 years old.
Think it works?
If you have a problem, you can try it, Don.
If I sit in this chair anymore, I will. So this is the actual formula.
For all his products.
And look at this. Right. You actually have the book.
Yep. Yeah, it was given to me by an old pharmacist from Racine who had it in his care for many, many, many years.
And this is how to make it.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 gallons of Union... Whatever, salad oil it looks like.
Salad oil, okay.
He spelled salad oil, S-A-L-I-D.
Uh-huh.
Salad, that's not how you spell salad, is it? No, salad oil.
S-A-L-I-D, right.
So this has salad oil in it.
Right.
Look at what's in this thing.
Yes,
This is over 100 years old.
Oh, yes, yes. Almost everything I have in my collection from Dr. Shoup is over 100 years old.
We got to take a picture of this and put it on our Facebook page later today. The piles. Oh, I remember that term.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, let me give this back to you so I don't destroy it.
But if you had a problem, he had an elixir to cure it.
I don't want to hold that.
You don't know where it's been, right?
You know what? You're absolutely right. People who had piles probably had their fingers all over that. Where did you get that?
Well, I've been collecting Racine memorabilia for over 45 years, Don, so...
Well, where'd you get that one?
This one? Yeah. I don't remember. I have no clue where I got this.
You haven't used it, have you?
Well, I hope not. No, I have not. I have not, no.
Okay.
But his most popular product was the Dr. Shoup Restorative.
I'm all itchy now.
Now, take a look at that, what it promises to cure.
Okay, this is Dr. Shoup's Restorative. Is that what he's saying?
His most popular product.
Stomach, kidneys, and heart.
Right. And, Don, we have... cardiac doctors, you and I, so this might be something that might help us. I have a full bottle at home, by the way. This is an empty one.
It also helps liver and pelvic organs. It cures diphtheria, indigestion, boliquidus, is that how you say it? Jaundice, torpid liver, consumption, Bright's disease, diabetes, heart troubles, womanly troubles, nervousness, sleeplessness, impure blood, all forms of nervousness in men and women. Makes each organ do its duty by bringing back the nerve force that alone operates the organs. Yuck!
Now, last week, Don, I passed a kidney stone, which was very,
I know,
very...
I heard about that.
Yes.
Did you use this stuff?
I should have. Had I known about it, I would have.
Hold on. Jim Messier is here. Oh, look at this. We got to take some pictures of this stuff. You holding this stuff. We'll get you a teaspoon. Looks like you're taking some of this. Yuck! It's 7:19 at WRJ.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Jitterbug. 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 Jitterbug.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts.
Jitterbug into my brain.
Song got its name. George Michael and I forget the other member of the group, Wham, they were staying at his mother's house because they were always on the road, and instead of getting their own flat, they would just stay at his mother's house. It was cheaper and easier. And he left a note on the door for his mother, and it said, before you go-go, wake me up. It said, wake me up before you go. That's what it said. Wake me up before you go. And he just changed it. Wake me up before you go-go. He just changed the title. That's where he got the thing from, the note on the door. Something like that. Hey, if you're looking for a Valentine's gift, I got the perfect gift for you. Ready for this? A bottle of Dr. Shoup's elixir to fix the piles.
She'd love it.
Give that to your sweetie for Valentine's Day.
Yes. Oh, right.
This is the first hour was, I was sad and I was crying. This was grossing me out. Okay. Jim Basiris, they were talking about some old things from his collection, old Racine. And of course, Dr. Shoup, the Dr. Shoup building downtown, mm-hmm. was named after Dr. Shoup. Was this guy a real doctor?
Oh, yes. He was actually a real doctor.
Because I'm looking at some of the ingredients on this, and salad dressing and salad oil. And
He started off practicing, then he went into patent medicines. But some of his ingredients in the products here, I got the ingredients from the formula books. They include boric acid, and of course alcohol. This one product here contains 17%. Other products in his formulas were potash, tannic acid, turpentine. Imagine that, Don, turpentine, bloodroot, and a something called Nux vomica. I looked it up, and it comes from the strychnine tree.
Strychnine is a poison that
very poisonous.
That can kill you in seconds.
Exactly, right. Another ingredient was powdered opium. So this was all part of the cure.
That's what they did with a lot of these cures.
Yes.
They got you high so you didn't feel the pain anymore.
Exactly. Right. With the alcohol and the opium, I mean, that would do the trick. Another one of my favorite collectibles is this sign from the Klinkered Brewery. And you can see it here, Don. Interesting story. There's hardly any memorabilia from Klinkered Beer out there, with the exception of some bottles, of course. This sign took me 60 years to get. When I was, I think, in eighth grade, my buddy's dad showed it to me in his basement. He pointed to it and said, Jim, ever hear of this brand of beer? I said, no. Again, I was in eighth grade. Well, later on, I developed an interest in Racine's history. I knew he had it, but he would never sell it. So after he passed away, I asked my buddy if he would consider selling it, and he said, no, it's a family heirloom. Well, then 2 years ago, I got an email from my buddy's son, who said, I need money for some new tires for my truck. I'll sell you the sign. Well, I almost fell over. I couldn't believe it. So, it took me 60 years to get that sign.
E. Klinkert Brewing Company, Racine, Wisconsin. Where were they located?
Oh, they were located across from the safety building downtown. Part of the building is still there.
Now, where's the safety building?
That's on Washington Avenue as you're approaching downtown. The fire station.
Okay. By the police station.
By the police station, right. Yeah, we'll get into Klinkert a little bit later, but So it, again,
you take the word damage it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's quite all right. So glad to get it.
Took you 60 years to get it.
60 years to get it.
Took me 60 seconds to destroy it.
Another one of my favorite things is the a portable washing machine from the Hamilton Beach company. This is pretty much a copper boiler with a Hamilton Beach motor on the top and two plungers inside. So when you turn it on, the plungers go up and down, and they clean your clothes. Interesting, many years ago, Hamilton Beach had a contest. They wanted to see the oldest operating appliance that they made, going back to the teens. So I sent them photos of massage vibrators. I sent them photos of drink mixers and this. Well, they were so impressed with this. They never saw one before. They knew about it, but they never saw one. So they asked if I could send it to them. They sent me a check for $50, and I did. And they played around with it for probably a couple months, and he sent it back along with the catalog and said, Jim, you can take anything in the catalog that you want.
Oh, that's nice.
So I told my wife, see, collecting does pay on occasion. So one of my other favorite things.
So is that in the Von Schrader building now?
No.
The washing machine, where's
that?
No,
that's in my basement.
You don't use it, do you?
Oh, you never know sometime, you know, if our washing machine breaks down, you might have to. It's okay. Always good to have something in reserve.
I guess you can go beat it on a rock, too, yeah, beat your clothing. Go ahead.
Another one of my favorite collectibles is an actual griffin from the old Venetian Theater. Many people think of it as a gargoyle, but it's looks frightening. It really does.
Yeah, those are those birds you used to see in the cornerstones on these buildings.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's part lion and part eagle. It's 4 feet by, I think, 3 feet. It looks to a kid, it looks very frightening. And there were only six of them that were inside that theater. I have one. The Marsh Meredith Funeral Home has one. And three are in a collection of Fred Hermes, who used to have a theater in his basement. He passed away, but it's still in his basement. And according to Greek mythology, this thing would appear to you, this griffin, in the desert, and it would ask you a riddle. And if you did not give the correct answer, it would devour you. So, Don, I'm going to ask you the riddle.
Oh, no!
Yes. And the riddle is, what creature starts life on all four legs, and then goes to two legs, and then three legs?
Starts at four.
Four.
Goes
then
to
two. And then to three.
Three. A person.
You are correct. How did you know that?
Well, we start off crawling at four.
Correct. Yes.
Then we get up and two legs.
Yes.
And later in life, we have a cane.
That's right. So you won't
Whoa.
Be devoured.
Whoa.
You are safe.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
If anybody else.
You know what? Yeah. Normally I couldn't think of that answer, but when your life depends on it.
Yes. Yes.
All of a sudden you can think of this stuff.
Very,
well, that's good.
Very good,
all right,
Don.
All right.
So you passed the riddle. You're allowed to live.
Okay. You know, my heart's rapidly beating all of a sudden. Give me some of that.
You need some of this restorative here, Don. Yeah.
Give me some of that stuff for the piles.
You need the piles, too? Okay. We got it here.
It's 100 years old.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It probably still works.
So. Let me know if it works. That's like the Preparation H of 100 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. What a funny name. Of course, we all know that Racine makes tractors and garbage disposers and wax products, industrial goods, hair clippers, but we made many other products that we just don't know about. So let's call this segment, I didn't know that was made in Racine.
And let's do that in just a moment.
You got it.
I think we break here. Wow. I'm looking at this stuff here. I can't wait to find out what that old shoe is from. That's not your shoe, is it? Okay.
No, not that old, Don.
Okay. We have an old shoe we're going to talk about, and we'll put these pictures on our Facebook page so you can see what we're talking about, okay? So we'll do that later today. It's 729. I'm like looking at this stuff here, and I'm just getting scared that this was stuff people actually used to use. 728, 729 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio refreshed to Civic Media Station. Jim Messier, my guest here. We'll talk more with Jim in just a moment. Don't move. There we are.
You're listening. listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The application period is officially open for the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. The state has designated $150 million towards improving Wisconsin's crumbling rural infrastructure. And while you may first think it's about improving roads because of big harvest equipment or spring planting equipment, in reality, it's the day-to-day wear of Wisconsin agribusiness that takes its toll. Rebecca Sweeney is the Senior Director of Programs and Policy at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association.
It really boggles the mind, right? It's 88 million pounds of milk move over Wisconsin roadways every single day. And then on top of that, the finished product coming out of our plants adds to the loads, right? So we are putting effort into moving milk in and out of plants, and we are also putting some strain on those rural roads. So they need to be strengthened, they need improvement, and we're thrilled to see that possible due to this new Ag Roads Improvement Program.
Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Now, to be eligible for a grant under the program, a route or structure must have been posted for weight for at least 1 month in the previous year, be maintained by a local government, and provide access to agricultural lands or facilities. You can find the application process available on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website, also the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. The first round of applications will close on April 1st.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The 35 Under 35 program is a great way to recognize young farmers and ag professionals for all the hard work that they do on sustainability. Through this program, I've really gotten to see a lot of different perspectives on how everybody defines sustainability differently. You're really going to have a great network of people to lean on in the future if you have any questions or any issues that may arise.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And Wisconsin farmers giving you a chance to eat all of your veggies. Last year, according to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, Wisconsin farmers harvested more than 51,000 acres of snap beans, putting us in the number one spot in the nation. There's food news for you on a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 26. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 44 for a high with a little light rain and a little light snow possible tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Thursday, we'll clear out with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great.
Packers, Bucks,
and coming in 2024,
the Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
say she's crazy and her life's a mystery.
Jim Messier here that Tony Burrows, who's singing lead on this song, Love Grows, there was no group called Edison Lighthouse. It was a studio group that just came out to put out a few songs. He also sang lead at the same time this song was out on the White Plains song, My Baby Loves Lovin', The Brotherhood of Man, United We Stand, The Pipkins, Gimme That Ding, First Class Beach Baby, and Edison Lighthouse. But that's what he did. He sang lead on all these songs, and there was a British show that actually had three of those bands at the same time on the show, and he just came out each time and sang lead with a different sport jacket on. But, you know, didn't belong to a group. We just sang lead. Anyway, Jim Messier, we were talking about things from his collection from Old Racine. And this is scary and amazing at the same time. Some of this stuff. Let's continue on. What do you have?
All right. Did you know that we made cigars here at one time, Don? Here's an example here. Racine had many cigar makers.
Well, this is the box, cigar
That's
box.
That's the box. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. They were just mom-and-pop operations, you know, they just employed a few cigar makers each. Brands included the Bell City, the Mischief, Rosebud, Little Bo Peep, and a few others. The largest was the John Stoffel cigar manufacturing company. Silver Plate. Yes, we did make things for the finer things in life. A good example of that is the Racine Silver Plate. I'm going to hand this over to you, Don. Now, they were organized in 1875.
Ooh, this is silver?
Silver plate.
Silver plated,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not solid silver. They made such things as sugar bowls, coffee pots, pickle casters, syrup dispensers, napkin holders, cups and goblets and silverware, and many other things, too. Located near 2nd and Main Street downtown. However, May 5th, 1882... an out-of-control raging fire consumed 7 square blocks south of the river, including the Racine Silver Plate Company. When the fire was done, all that was left was a bunch of melted silver and a smokestack. And it's ironic because the following year, the smokestack came down when a tornado went through. So they were just a bad luck company.
But this is beautiful. This is a grand piano. It's all engraved.
Yep.
The piano, all 88 keys. I didn't count them. Maybe there's not 88 on here. But all the piano keys. This is a gorgeous gift to give somebody.
Yeah. Very intricate.
When did you get this in your collection?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember. Who knows?
Wow, this is beautiful. Do you keep it in your living room or anything like that?
No, in a basement.
In the basement? Yeah. A piece of artwork like this?
I know.
I mean, look at the engraving on this. This was done by hand. This was not done by a machine.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the bottom, it says Racine Silver Plate Company on there.
Oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. So Racine Silver Plate.
Yep.
All right, here you go. Let me just give that back to you.
We also made bicycles here. I couldn't bring the one I have here, obviously, but they were made by the BB Manufacturing Company. They were made in the mid to late 1890s. By 1899, the Mitchell Wagon Company bought them out and changed the name to the Wisconsin Wheel Works. And Wisconsin Wheel Works, of course, went on to become, they went on to make automobiles, the Mitchell car. I have one in my collection, and it's completely drivable, although I never took it out for a spin yet. But
now, where do you keep that? In your basement?
Oh, yeah.
You put a car in your basement?
Not a car, a bicycle.
Oh, the Mitchell bicycle. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Mitchell car.
No,
the
no.
The heck
no.
Has this guy got in his basement?
Let's see what else. We also made automobile tires here.
Not one, but we had two tire manufacturers. The Racine Rubber Company on Taylor Avenue. Many of you remember the old Kranz building? That was the original Racine Rubber Company. They tore that down many years ago. It was a gigantic five-story building. Another company was the Horseshoe Rubber Company on State Street. Now, who heard of Rubberville? Actually, it's not too far.
Yes, it's on Victory Avenue.
And near Republic.
It's just right? down, it's down the block here.
Yep, yeah. That's right. 100 homes were constructed by the Racine Rubber Company to provide low-cost housing for the workers. Now, they were all duplexes, close together, and looked exactly the same. And they're still there.
They're still there, right down the block here.
Matter exactly.
Of fact, one of our people who used to work here lived in there.
Sure.
And when I first came to the station, he said, yeah, I live in Rubberville. I said,
yep.
I looked on a map. Where's that, Rubberville?
Yeah.
This is Racine. I see Caledonia. Where's Rubberville?
Yep.
He goes, it's not on the map. It's just, it's right down the block
here. You're from Racine. You know where Rubberville
is.
Yeah. We also made shoes here, Don. We had a couple factories here at one time. The earliest was the Miller Shoe Company. The last shoe factory here was the Racine Shoe Manufacturing Company on Mound and Marquette. The building is still there. Now I think it's Pastorino Decorating. But we also made an aluminum shoe. The base is aluminum, and I know you saw this before, Don, but take
holy
a look at
mackerel.
It.
Whoa, it's heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Okay.
As you can see, the sole is made of aluminum, and that would have been for foundry workers, miners, loggers, you know, people who wore out their shoes.
Now, well, let me tell you, before I got the job as a janitor at a radio station when I was 18 years old, my mother, who worked for the county, said, I can get you a job on a garbage truck.
Oh.
And I said to the guy, can I drive it? He goes, no, you'll pick up the, like, this is before they had the ones where you can just hook it up and it pours the garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And you actually physically had to pick up the garbage pails and dump them in there.
Wow.
And he said, you'll do that, but you need steel-tip shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
The union requires steel-tip shoes,
but
not the whole shoe at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
But these were steel-tip shoes. You know how I, you know how come I got that job?
Uh-huh.
I just got out of high school, and I was going to relax that summer, and my father said, no, no, you're going to get a job. Even if to pick your nose for a living, you're going to get a job. I remember my father said, my father had a great way with words.
Yeah.
But yeah, steel-tip shoes. This, the whole shoe.
The whole shoe, right. They're horrible to walk in. I have a pair that's my size, actually, so I did walk around with them. You can't bend, though, with that. You can't bend over.
Yeah, but you can't do anything with it.
No,
it doesn't,
you can't.
Because the whole bottom is metal.
Right. If you saw a $100 bill on the floor, you could not pick it up. You have to genuflect to pick it up.
This, and we got to put a picture of this on our Facebook page.
Sure.
Holy man, what size shoe is it?
Looks like about 11, maybe.
Yeah, it's an 11, exactly. I wear a 12, 12 and a half, so I can't wear it. But this is heavy. I don't know how you'd walk around in this thing.
Oh, my gosh. It takes some use to walking with that, though.
And where do they, at the foundries they wore
it? Oh, at the foundries, if you were a logger.
Well, who sold these shoes?
You had to go through the factory. In Racine, we had a number of shoe factories that made those. So they just had catalogs they send out.
I can't imagine wearing one of these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
First of all, you couldn't drive a car with them.
No.
Talk about lead feet.
That's right. You would have a lead foot, right?
You get it. Could you imagine getting stopped and you have to take the drunk test from the cop?
Yeah.
And he said, walk this line. Clomp, clomp, clomp. Here you go. I'll take this back because I don't want it to break. And
you can try it later.
That
if you
is
like.
Something.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's why.
Yes.
I told Jim during the break, we never leave open bottles of water in a studio. And the reason we don't is because sometimes they tip over. So Jim took the shoe back and knocked the bottle of water over. But this time he had the cap on the bottle.
Yes.
That's why we do that.
Good now advice. You know. Good advice. Did you know that we had another malted milk company in Racine besides Horlick? People are going to say, what? And the answer is yes. It was called the White Cross Food Company. And get this. It was started by a relative of Horlick. One Arnold Horlick, who started the White Cross Food Company back in the mid-20s. Now, he wasn't very successful. It was less than 2 years, maybe a year and a half before he finally gave up. But he just couldn't compete with his relative. I guess there was a little friendly competition there, though. We also made an electric washing machine at one time. Now, this was a wooden one, round, full size. It was made by the Arnold Electric Company of Racine, and they were later purchased by Hamilton Beach. According to their catalog, it took 2 hours to finish a load of wash. it cost $75 back in 1917, which is the equivalent to about $1,200 now. It weighs over 240 pounds. It took three guys to bring it down into my basement. Now, that's another item, Don, which will be staying in my basement someday.
Well, whoever buys this house is getting the whole museum.
That's right, along with two very heavy mangles. They're going to be permanent residents there, too. They just can't come up. It's just too heavy. So unless you call a company that specializes in that, you know, Norby or whatever, but I think they're going to be down there permanently. So, but we made a number of products here that people just don't know about. Baskets. We had two basket factories in Racine. The Bell City Basket Company and the Racine Basket Company. They were located at 14th Street and Clark Streets. Their capacity was about 15,000 baskets a day, and they were used for, oh, primarily clothes baskets and baskets for fruits and vegetables. Of course, one of my favorite products we made here is beer. We had a number of breweries here at one time. The largest was the Klinkert Brewing Company, which we talked about a little bit. They were located on Washington Avenue and 8th Street. They had to close due to Prohibition, which ran from 1920 to 1933. After 1933, we were allowed to consume beer again, but at that point, Klinkert tried to reopen the brewery, but financing was just impossible to come by due to the Depression, and besides, Klinkert was 88 years old. Part of the old brewery is still there. You can see it if you're driving down Washington Avenue. Look on the west side. The old bottling department is still
there. Okay, so I'm trying to picture. You say it's near the safety building?
Well, south of the safety building. Yeah, south. On the west side of Washington Avenue.
Okay, so you can see it from Washington Avenue.
Yes, you can.
But it's not on. Is it?
It is right on Washington. Yeah, just on the west side.
So when you get past City Hall,
then keep on going south past the safety building, the fire, and the police station.
Right, go past the police
station.
Maybe
another block or so. Look on your right hand side.
Okay, I am. I'm going to do it today.
Yeah. You can't miss it. It looks like a very old.
Do you know what's on the building? Does it say anything on there?
No. I think there's a Klinkert name stone if you look hard enough.
Oh, the stone is still says Klinkert. Okay,
right.
That's good.
Yep. Another brewery we had here was the Weber Brothers Brewery, and they were located on Michigan Boulevard, where the band shell pretty much stands now. In 1912, they were destroyed by fire, though.
So it was right there on the lakefront by the band shell on Michigan Boulevard.
Right there, right on that little hill.
You walk past these places every single day when I walk my dog, and I never knew what was there.
What was there. Yeah. That's right, yes. We also made phonographs here at one time. In 1921, Frederick Blandin started making phonographs at the Racine Business Center, where our exhibit is, our museum. Now, what he did not know was that there were over 400 other companies also making them. So pretty soon, supply outpaced demand, and he was stuck with a lot of them. Many companies just went out of business. He was able to stay in business until 1928. Now, we have three of them at our exhibit, and Don, you probably saw them. They all work, so next time you come there, we'll have to fire them up for you. You can check it out yourself. But it's funny, when kids look at it, they say, well, how does that work? Where do you plug it in? Well, you don't plug it in. You crank it up. You crank it up. You know, it's like they're so bewildered. They'd never seen anything.
Our neighbor had a phonograph you cranked up.
Yeah.
It was a crank up. And we used to bring it around with our wagons in the neighborhood and play music for people because you didn't need electricity.
Right.
You cranked it up and it played.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to check in with Carol Gianforte in just a moment. She's out in Arizona. She was so afraid of the cold, and we're having gorgeous weather here. That's what those people do in Arizona and Florida. They panic when the first frost hits, and they run. Anyway, we'll check in with Carol. That's your partner in doing all this stuff.
Yep.
And wow, this is great. It's 7:49 at WRJN Radio. Jim is here, my guest. We're talking about some of these products here. Again, we'll take pictures and post them on our Facebook page for you so you know what we're talking about. I can't get over that shoe and that 100-year-old medicine that's still in the bottle. Hey!
Piles.
We got to have that. Stop saying that. People are eating breakfast. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at Civic Media Station, Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 2011 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
At WRJN, Carol G and Forte is joining us now, live from Arizona. See, you left, and it was 55 degrees the other day, Carol, and you left here. We're sitting out in our bathing suits and having barbecues, and you ran to Arizona to get away from everything.
You know, Don, I was thinking when I thought maybe you'd call, how the temperatures are so relative, because I'm so glad you have this heat wave going on there, and well, I was still there when it was so cold in the snow, but now when you're here in Arizona,
well, it's 29 degrees here right now, so it's not exactly a heat wave.
But if it's 55 degrees here, we're wearing our coats.
Yeah, I know. My daughter lives in Florida. I'm always hearing the hard luck stories. So Jim brought in all this memorabilia from the history of Racine today, including a shoe that I just can't take my eyes off of. The whole shoe, the bottom half of the shoe is all aluminum. It's metal. I don't know how you would even walk in something like that. It's like weights on it. He brought in a medicine that's still in the bottle from 100 years ago for the piles. You know what the piles are?
I learned this morning by listening.
Oh, you were listening to it? Yeah.
I was listening and just loved hearing it all. But Don and Jim, I noticed Jim said the open house is going to be April 27th at the Business Center.
Yes.
At your museum.
Right.
So I think, don't you think, Don, you or Jim should demonstrate those shoes?
Well, they wouldn't fit me because they're a size 11. Jim said they fit him, though.
I think he should do a demo for us.
Well, you know, Carol, I don't know what size your shoe is, but I'm sure it's 11 or smaller, so if you really want to give it a shot, you could probably slip right into those things.
That's right.
And give them a try.
Oh,
I'm glad she volunteered.
I was amazed at hearing all of Jim's collections again. And I wanted to say, Don, that when we do programs, when we do have a historical component, a lot of times it's just general reminiscing. But all I have to do is say, Jim, what date was that? Or Jim, when was that? And he has a photographic memory for these things. So he is our researcher. It's automatic for Jim.
Now, I got to ask you, now someday, we're all not going to be here someday. Have you made arrangements what's going to happen to your collection someday when you are not here anymore?
Yes and no. I talked to my family about it, and I want it to remain as a one unit. So whoever gets it, I want it to stay as.
Do you think the Racine Historical Society would like something?
Oh, definitely.
Like that?
I think they sure would. Yeah,
put their hands on that stuff.
Oh, they'd love it. I'm sure. Yeah. So
don't tell them because they may slip you something like that.
Yeah.
Elixir there, and they say, oh, it's too bad Jim's not here anymore. We get his stuff.
That's right. 17% alcohol. That's right. You never know.
Oh, I can't believe the medicine is still in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what would be great? To take it to a lab and have them break it down.
That's an idea.
Yeah. Tell them what's in that thing. Yeah. I think we'd be shocked because I think some of the medicines from 100 years ago really weren't medicines. They were just designed to make you feel good. Mm-hmm. And opioids and mm-hmm. all this stuff always makes you feel good.
Yep.
You know, Coca-Cola used to have cocaine in it at one time.
Sure.
That was the original formula, and they have pictures of, it's a great pick-me-up. Well, sure, you're giving somebody a dose of cocaine. Of course it's going to be a pick-me-up. What do you think's going to happen? So anyway, this stuff, have you seen this stuff, Carol?
I have seen some of it, but, you know, to have a tour of Jim's basement, that is highly desirable, Don. You know, I think you have to get in line to see when he has an opening, maybe 3 or 4 years from now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really quite the ticket to get down into his basement.
Jim Messier's Chamber of Horrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we have you know what it's like? It's like one of those museums of torture where they show you all the old stuff they used to use back in the days of, like, the year 1000, medieval times. They used to show you all these torture devices. Yeah, you don't have those? You don't have those down there, do you?
No, just the medicines. That would do the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. What did you say, Carol?
He's got that griffin down there, probably.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's downstairs.
That the quiz. You came up with the.
He's the only one.
Three-legged person.
Yeah. Carol, you flunked
because
that one.
You're living. But I bet if you go to his museum in the basement, is that where your griffin is, Jim?
Yes, it's down there. Yeah.
How big is it?
It's about 4 feet long and maybe 3 feet high.
Is it made of concrete?
No, it's plaster and, very heavy.
That's the Chamber of Horrors you were mentioning, Don.
Yeah, that one will eat you alive. What, do you have anything else here we missed, by the way?
No, I think I got everything.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't get over that shoe.
You can't get over this. Piles.
The piles. Just the name of it is gross. And I'm sure I've heard of it on a show because I've heard of the name before. And I know my doctor's never used it in my presence. Thank goodness we got rid of that and went to something more palatable like hemorrhoids.
Well, a question I have for you and Jim, the Shoop building. Now, that's how ignorant I am. That must be 4 stories high.
It's a parking garage, too, the Shoop building.
But did Dr. Shoop manufacture and everything right there, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right
he
in that building.
He killed that building.
Yep. Yep, he sure did.
It's right at the corner of State and Main, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it did.
Yeah. Then later on, Western Printing took over. That's where Shoop made all his elixirs.
But in its heyday, it was his headquarters.
Correct. Oh, yes. He had a real big office there, and... he did all his manufacturing there. Yeah.
Have you ever taken a tour of that building, Jim?
No, I really haven't. No, I've been inside the lobby once, but that was about it. But yeah, it's.
I parked a car there once.
Oh, did you really?
I had to go. This is before I lived close enough to walk, and I parked my car there when I lived in near Racine, and so I did that.
Yeah.
And I remember the check engine light came on, and I couldn't move it.
Oh, you remember that.
Yeah. Next month.
I wonder if there's a plaque for Dr. Shoop there somewhere.
I don't know. Next month, Carol, as you know, we're going to be talking about grocery stores, so something a little bit more palatable, I guess.
Are you going to be here for that? Or are you still going to be hiding out in Arizona?
She'll be here.
I am coming back next week.
Okay.
For a while, so looking forward to it.
All right, we got to go, guys.
Thanks,
Carol, hold on the line a second. Jim, thank you very much. This is great stuff.
My pleasure.
And we'll talk more about the April thing next month, too, for the open house.
Sure.
All right, I'm Don Rosen, a Civic Media Station, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Always something good going on here. Don't forget, we'll have some of the pictures of Jim's stuff on our Facebook page later on. Of course, if you missed any of this, go to our podcast at WRJN.com and civicmedia.us, and you can hear all this stuff all over again from the beginning. 7:59 WRJN. Earl Ingram coming up next. Here we are.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Coming up Tuesday on Matt Nair on Air, the incomparable Luke Mathers joins us at 10:30 to kick around all things political in Wisconsin. Make sure you join us.
The Todd Alma Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've
overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS.